Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, a special Valentine's Day program about love in hard economic times.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable, yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? But don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
Love is in the air this weekend as Americans celebrate Valentine's Day on Saturday, February 14th. For people who are still looking for their true love, there are several resources for finding a partner. Online dating services and dating experts are just two ways that the search for love has turned into a big industry. Barbara Klein has more.
Searching for love is no longer just a favorite subject for songs. It has also become a huge industry. Researchers say the online dating industry in the United States earned $649 million in 2006. They expect this number to increase to more than $900 million by 2011.
Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. Love that's fresh and still unspoiled. Love that's only slightly soiled. Love for sale.
Experts say that the industry has grown because traditional social ties in the United States have weakened. Many young people leave behind a close community of friends and family to find work in bigger cities. People work longer hours, so they have less time to meet new people. So they depend increasingly on technology. This helps explain the popularity of online dating. Some estimates say 120,000 marriages a year result from matches made on the Internet. The dating industry has also been expanding in new and interesting ways. Many companies around the country offer personalized services for finding the perfect mate. These companies are answering a large demand by single people. They are willing to invest their time and money to find love with carefully planned methods instead of leaving love to chance. For example, Ask Romeo is a company in Reston, Virginia. It provides single people with advice on how to meet a person for the first time and make a good impression. Also in Virginia, the company True Life Partners provides a more costly and detailed dating service. The company's owner, Stephanie Rocky, says her customers are busy professionals who do not have time to search for their life partner. Customers hire Ms. Rocky's team of trained experts to help them find people they will like based on detailed information they provide about themselves. The company says it is a team of professional personal recruiters who help couples meet. But this level of attention comes at a high price. Men pay thousands of dollars for the service, but women get to take part at no cost. There are lots of other costs linked to dating, and we wondered how the economic recession has affected dating in the United States. So here is Doug Johnson with more.
Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 and love.
It appears that love still succeeds even in times of economic crisis. The online dating websites Match.com and PerfectMatch.com both say that their membership numbers have increased greatly since the recession worsened in September. Match.com announced last year that the month of November showed the strongest increase in paid members in 7 years. Last year, PerfectMatch.com also reported that its memberships increased by 47% compared to earlier months in the year. And the website says memberships this January were up 30% from the month before. A relationship expert on PerfectMatch.com says that dealing with bad news is hard when a person is alone. So, people spend more time online to find friends with common values and goals. Online dating may have increased, but many single people have had to change their real-life dating activities to save money. For example, couples might choose to meet at a free museum instead of spending money on theater tickets or dance clubs. Jason Levergood in Washington, D.C., has a better idea than eating out at costly restaurants. He and his date meet at the grocery store and decide what meal they want to make. Then they buy the food and spend their evening together cooking and relaxing at home.
Oh, the glory of true love is a wild and precious thing. It don't grow on old magnolias, or only blossom in the spring. No, the glory of true love, it will last your whole life through. Never will go out of fashion. Always will look good on you. You can climb the highest mountain, touch the moon and stars above. But old faithful just a fountain compared to the glory of true love.
People might be saving money on dates, but experts say lovers will still spend money on Valentine's Day. Faith Lapidus has more.
The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend about $100 per person on flowers, chocolates, jewelry, and other gifts. This is $20 less than last year. The National Retail Federation says total spending for Valentine's Day goods this year is expected to reach more than $14 billion. Some activities this Valentine's Day are meant to save money. For example, in Norwalk, Connecticut, Justice of the Peace Mary Pugh is offering a free group marriage ceremony.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song.
Judge Pugh told the local newspaper that she thinks the hard economic times are helping people realize what really is important in life. She said people are spending more time with family and friends and learning they do not need a lot of money to be with the ones they love. The judge also said if the event is successful, she may offer it again next Valentine's Day.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Another place people might want to consider getting married this Valentine's Day, or any other time, is the beautiful new Manhattan Marriage Bureau in New York City. City officials opened the new $12 million space last month. It has two chapels where marriage ceremonies are held. It has a store that sells flowers, rings, and other wedding necessities. It has dressing rooms for the brides, and it has beautiful artwork from the Brooklyn Museum of Art. The New York City government hopes its new marriage bureau will compete with Las Vegas, Nevada, as a place people will want to run away to for their wedding.
Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of the stately clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you, beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling. Where you are, I think of you, night and day.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Dana Dimange and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you, night and day, night and day, under the hide of me, there's an oh such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night.